17.
All right, so we're starting the new Gemara. The fifth parak in Avodah Zarah. Yeah, so the parak really has, has two basic topics. You have certain inyanim of the Isser Hanah and what it transfers to, right? Like the first mission over here. And then you also have towards the end a different topic of in terms of kashrus tarovas. Okay. So it has those two general topics. So it's a little bit of a new area, I think, for most people. It's going to take a little time to become familiar with it. Okay, it is a little bit technical. Okay, so let's start the Mishnah. Okay, so if you hire a poel, hasocher is a poel. So who's doing the hiring?
A guy.
Right, so the ovi kachavim. Shesocher is Yisrael lasos imo malocha b'yayin nesach. Right, so it's hasocher is a poel lasos imo b'yayin nesach. So if a guy hires a Jew to do with him malocha with yayin nesach, so what does that mean to do malocha with yayin nesach? Rashi. Okay, so Rashi gives two examples of what it means to be hired to work, to do malacha with Yayin Nesach, right? Either it means, one example would be pouring the Yayin Nesach from one kli into another kli, right? So that would be one example. Or to transport barrels from place to place, right? So you have the, and this is talking about Yayin Nesach Mamish, Rashi says. That was actually used for Avodas Chovim, right? It was what did they call that?
Libations.
Okay.
They poured it on the
altar. Vistam yena on mi boy lambig. Okay, so let's just get the background here. So what is Yayin Nesach? Okay, so the Ram has it in Perek Yud Aleph in Machol Sruos. Yayin shenis nasech lavodah zara osur b'hanoya v'ashos mena kolshu lokim mena Torah. Okay, so v'chol ocho kolshu mitakrovas avodah zara mi basar o peros fil mayim o melach ocho mehen kolshu lokim shnemar shechelav zevachim o yochelu yishtu yayin nesicham. So it was yayin that's used in some sort of in the practice of in the worship of Avodah Zarah, right? So that becomes Asur Bahano, right? That's Yayin Nesach. And the Ram says Yayin Shnes Nasech Lo Kizevach Shekarav Lo. It's like it's the yayin that is poured for it. Is like a carbon that's brought for it. The kevin shis is a mishum avodah zarah hu, ain lo shir. So it's an isser of avodah zarah, and there's no shir. Shenemar avodah zarah lo yidbak biyodcha meuma menacherim. There's no shir to the isser of avodah zarah. So that's yayin shenis nasech. That's real. That's yayin nesach mamish. Okay, it's basically it's an isser of avodah zarah, and it's aser b'shasiya and hana. But Stam Yenam is different. Stam Yenam is Yayin Hagoyim She'ein Anu Yodim Im Nisnasech Olo Nisnasech V'hu Nikvar Stam Yenam Osa Ba'anoya Ki Yayin Shnisnasech V'dover Zem Gzera Sofer Nu. Right? So Stam Yenam means you don't know if it, you know, it was just belonged to the guy, and you don't know what he did. You don't have any information about what he used it, that he used it for it or not. So that's Stam. So that's an Issa Midrabanan. Okay. That's a gzera. V'chol yayin shiiga bo ha'goy, arei uze osur, shema nisech oso, shemach shevas ha'goy lavodah zarah. So if a guy touches the yayin, he puts his hand in the wine. So we say, well, maybe he had das for avodah zarah. So apparently they could do some, I don't know exactly the practice, but apparently, you know, it's it could be a very subtle thing, just moving it around. But you don't know for sure, so that has a din of like of a stam yinam. Okay. So our case is a case of real iser avodah zarah. Okay. So you can't be nana from iser avodah zarah, right? So what if a guy hires you? A guy hires the Jew to what? To work. He's going to make a living moving the Yayin Nesach. Right? So he's getting some sort of hana from that. So is his payment Aser too? Is what he gets paid for, does that become Aser? Right? That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So you're saying the schar is aser. Scharo is aser. Got it? Okay, now what's the general din of Yayin Nesach or Isra Avodah Zarah if I sell it, for instance? What's the din of that money? So that money becomes aser too. Right? Yeah. That's what's unique about the Isra of Avodah Zarah. So is in terms of regular, you have a general category of things that are Asur Bahana, right? And Yayin Nesach is a specific, is a particular. But there's a difference. In general, Isra Hana, we don't say the money that you get for that Isra Hana becomes like that Isra Hana. That's called Tofes Damim. We don't say that a regular case of Isra Hana is Tofes Damim. Right? Tofes Damim means that it's like the shame of that Isra is Tofes, grabs hold of the money that's used in this place. Avodah Zarah is unique in that way. Okay. So that's part of what we're going to be exploring over here. All right. Okay. Let's go through it. Go ahead. Continue.
The Rashi.
All right. Let's take the Gemara. I really just going to concentrate on the first case right now. Go ahead.
My Tama Scharo Aser.
So now the Gemara wants to know, why should the Schar be Aser? Why should the money you get paid, that the Jew gets paid to move the barrels, be usher? So maybe you'll tell me that what the Gemara says, since the Yayin Nesach itself is usher b'hana, right? So then the money, so then the schar also is usher b'hana. Go ahead.
Orla the kilai hakeren da asuran behana vitnan machram the kiddish bedmehe mekudeshet.
But there's another case. In other words, you have to. This gemara is going to require a bit of keeping things in very precise categories over here. Okay. In other words, just from the Isser Hana element, the gemara is just saying, let's just take the Isser Hana element. Here's something, Yayin Nesach is something that's Asur B'Hana. So maybe that's a general rule. Maybe anything that's Asur B'Hana, the schar, the money that you get in exchange for working with it, right, is also Asur B'Hana. But I'll show you another two cases of Stam Isur Hana, where that's not the case. Okay. What are those two other cases? Orla and Klei Hakerem, right? I mean, Yayin Nesach is not the only thing that's Asur B'Hana. Orla and Klei Hakerem are also Asur B'Hana. Whether Orla and Klei Hakerem, so that's also in Ram Hazaz Machal Asuras too. And Right. So orla is the first is the fruits for the first of the first 3 years, right, of a tree, and kilei karam is zroim that you grow in a vineyard. So both of those are all those are also asabana. Okay, go ahead. But we learn in the Mishnah that let's say somebody sold orla and kilei karam. Okay, he took orla and kilei karam and he sold them. Okay, are you allowed to do that? No, of course not. All right, he sold orla and kilei karam because asabana. No. But he sold orla and kilei karam. Okay, and now what does he have? He has the money in their place. Right, he takes that money and he gives it to a woman for kedushin. So the Mishnah says it's good. The Mishnah says it's good. Go ahead, Rashi.
Mekudeshet. Ilema.
Alma.
Oh, Alma. Isure Hana'a. Dmehem Mutarin. The Kol Shekain Schar Pa'alto.
So you see from the Mishnah, it's a Kol Shekain. That if the value, if the money that you receive in exchange for Isra Hana is mutter, right? In other words, if that money was Asur Bana, then what? Then it wouldn't be a good kedushin, right? Because you're giving the woman something that has no value, right? So obviously, what the money that you get in exchange for Isra Hana, Kleya Karem, and Orla has value, correct? It's Mutter Hana. So if the actual exchange of the Cheftza is Mutter Hana, right, then wages you get because of it should certainly be Mutter Hana. In other words, right, that's further removed from demand. That's what Rashi's saying. Right? It's not the same case. It's even better. If money. So what's the difference between demehen and schar and schar pula? Why? What's the kol shekain? Now, the mayhem is like a substitution. It's zetach azeh. I'll give you this for that. So that has a real, it has a real relationship to the cheftza. It's in place of the cheftza, right? It's in place of the cheftza. Whereas the schar just comes because of the ishana, right? The Rishonim call it, it's like a grumma of the hana. It's goreim the schar. If it wasn't for that thing that you were working with, you wouldn't get paid. But it doesn't represent the Isra Hana itself. Okay? What's difficult about this whole thing is, you know, like I said, it's a different kind of a thinking. It's a certain way of looking at things that we're going to have to get used to. But what's especially, I think, difficult about it is that the whole idea of demehem and something in place of something, that whole thing is just purely conceptual, right? I mean, in reality, the money is one thing and the object is another thing, right? It doesn't really like take its place in any true sense. It's not like a changed form of the Isra Hana. It's a conceptual representation in some sense. Right, but we're treating these in we have to sort of think about them as real representations of the original object in some sense. And we have to we're sort of like in the, you know, sort of like just entering gonna have to feel our way around a little bit until we get used to the this new topic, right, Jeremy? You know what I mean? it's a new area. I know I'm saying it over and over again, but you can't expect just to step in here and, you know, and just give quick definitions. It's going to require a certain acclimation, you know, to different types of concepts. You know what I mean? So we're all just going to have patience over here and just enjoy the process of learning something new. Sometimes in enjoyment in getting a clear definition, you know, and breaking down further what you've known into clearer components, you know, and seeing new what you thought you had known already. But sometimes, you know, it's just experiencing a whole new way of looking at things, a whole new subject that you're not familiar with. They're both important parts of learning. For better or for worse, this is the latter. What I mean to say over here is, in this type of a thing, when we're getting into a new topic, it requires a very delicate touch. Okay, because on the one hand, you have to understand, you know, the new things that we're talking about. But on the other hand, you have to realize we're only going to get a piece of a bigger puzzle at one piece at a time, and you can't try to define each piece fully until we get the bigger picture. So it requires sort of like a preliminary knowledge of each component, and then we'll try to assemble the bigger picture. So we can't really like get down to ultimate definitions on each step, because we haven't really seen the extent of it yet. Okay, but I'm saying that what it has to do with is different ideas, different ways of seeing the relationship between the primary hefts of Isser and its monetary representations, right? And over here he's saying, being that what in the monetary world we call its value per se, meaning the money that's in exchange for it, right? If that itself doesn't carry with it the Isser HaNa'ah, then certainly that which is in the monetary sense further removed from it, meaning just the cause of your getting a gain, to certainly be mutibana. Now, it was a sort of, what's interesting is we're going to have to sort of take like the monetary realm as a given, so somewhat, and see how these yisurim are translated into that realm. And you can't start asking now, well, what does buying mean? You know what I mean?
I mean,
the truth of the matter is the Rishonim really open everything up. You can't. We have to do the Gemara first, obviously, and we have to try to get some basic concept first. But before you get to the Rishonim, you really don't have much by way of understanding this. Yeah, Jeremy. All right, let's go. So we really have to see. We have to sort of cover some ground and then we'll track back. Go ahead. So that's the Gemara's first question. Gemara's first question is, why is it Aser at all? Maybe you'll say that's in Inyan of Isser HaNa'ah, that anything that's Aser HaNa'ah, benefits that are derived from it are Aser HaNa'ah. Well, maybe you'll say that, right? Maybe you'll say what? That anything that itself is Aser HaNa'ah. Let's put it simply. Maybe you'll say anything that itself is Aser HaNa'ah, so then benefits that come from it are also Aser HaNa'ah. Right? But if that were the case, then the money is more directly coming from it than the schar. And yet we see that the money itself is not Aser HaNa'ah. Because if a person sells Arla and Klei HaKerem, he can be Mekayeh Shnisha with it, with the money. So it can't be a general rule, right? You are searching for the source. It can't be a general rule, that general simple proposition. Anything that's Aser HaNa'ah, all benefits that derive from it are also Aser HaNa'ah. Maybe we say that's a proposition. Anything Aser HaNa'ah, then all benefits that derive from it are equally Aser HaNa'ah. That can't be the case. That can't be the case. Okay, so we're on the search for what it is. Go ahead. Ella.
Ella, hoil, tofes, edda.
Okay, so maybe it's a different... In other words, yeah, the Gemara is searching for the possibility over here. Maybe it's what? Maybe it's the general inyan of Isra Na. That anything, Asur Bahana, whatever comes from it is Asur Bahana. That can't be. So now the Gemara moves on to a different possibility. What's the different possibility? That maybe it's a special thing about Avodah Zarah. Right? That Isurei Avodah Zarah have something that's unique to them. What is it that's unique to them? Their Tofes es Domov. Tofes es Domov ke Avodah Kochavim. What does that mean, Rashi? So maybe it's a din of Avodas Kochavim, because we know what we have to get to that, but we know there's a din that if you have Avodas Kochavim, if you have something that was used for Avodas Zarah itself, right? So then we say whatever comes from it is also Asur, like Avodas Kochavim itself. Okay, Kol shata miye heimenu, everything that comes from it. In other words, if you sell it and you get money for it, that money is what?
It's daman nisuch.
It's like avodas kochavim itself, correct. That has the status of avodas kochavim itself. Okay? That's what you mean by tofes daman. In other words, the shame of avodas zorah is chal on what was switched, on what it was switched for. That's right. So maybe you say like this, that just like if a person takes something that's a avodas kochavim and he sells it to and he gets something in exchange for it, that is tofes damim, that has a din of avodas kochavim itself. So maybe the schar also has a din like that. In other words, you understand Gemara is moving, saying it's not just a din of Isser Hanah, but it's a different din. It's a din of Tofes Domim. Yeah. In other words, what's the difference between the second answer and the first answer? The second possibility and the first possibility? Right? The first possibility is saying it's just a general question of Isser Hanah. That when we say something is Asur Bahanah, that itself means that all the Hanos that come from it are equally Asur Bahanah. Right? In other words, it would be like saying I'm being nene from the thing now, right? Now, the first way of looking at it is saying it's just a natural extension of the original Isser Hanah, just like that's Asur Bahanah. So too, what I got because of it is an Isser Hanah of the thing itself. I'm being nene from the Yayin Nesach if I get money for moving it, right? But this way is saying a little differently, right? It's saying there's a gzeiras hakosuv, that's a special gzeiras hakosuv, that anything that is in exchange for the avodas kochavim, that itself has a shem of avodas kochavim. You understand? It's not going back to the original. It's not like a way of relating back to the original thing. The Isser, this itself, has a shame of Isser on it. The Domim that is from Avodas Kochavim itself has a shame of Avodas Kochavim. So even though, in general, in terms of Hanah, we don't say that something that is an Isser Hanah, the things that come from it, are also Usser, we don't make that chain of causation, right, back to the original. But this is different, because this is saying by Avodas Kochavim, it's not an inyan of a chain back to the original thing. It's each time there's a switch, it becomes like the thing itself. You understand the difference between those two? In other words, the difference is like this: if I say I have Basa B'cholov, it's Asur Bahanah. So now I could say if I sell the Basa B'cholov, that's like getting Hanah from the Basa B'cholov, right? But I'm not saying that this money itself has a shame of Basar B'cholov in it. Right? It's only because that's being, using this money is a way of being nene from the original thing. So the original thing always has to be, is always being brought back. The isser is always stemming from the original in terms of an isser hanah type of a question. But by avodas kochavim, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't matter. The original doesn't matter anymore. Once the money is switched for the avodas kochavim, that money becomes primary thing, a primary thing in its own right.
That's what it means when it says tofes.
That's what it means. It's tofes dam. Tofes dam means it becomes like the thing itself, inherently
this
now.
But this isn't a substitution.
So that's the Gemara. Just the Gemara itself is trying to, is feeling around, trying to figure out what's going on over here. So it's saying maybe you'll say it has to do with the Isser Hanah chain of events. Just stam. Any chain, anything that comes from Isser Hanah is like being nene from the Isser. No, that we see from the case of the Isha. That's not the case. So maybe this is different. Maybe this is not because of relating back to the Isser. Maybe it's because Avodas Kochavim. And Avodas Kochavim has the property of being toe-face new things, and actually like increasing the total amount of Avodah Zarah in the world. Everything it touches becomes like it, right? So maybe the Schar, since we know Avodah Zarah has that property, maybe the Schar is considered like something that it can be toe-face damim to. We know things that come in its place, it's toe-face. We know the damim that come in its place have the status of avodas kochavim. Maybe the schar that you get for the work also is tofes damim, right? Maybe it's also tofes those damim. Okay, go ahead. So it turns out avodas kochavim is not the only case that's tofes damim. It's also the case of shvius. So what's shvius?
Shemitah.
Right. The Peros of Shemitah.
V'tnan ha'omer la'poel helech dinar ze lakutli bo yerek hayom.
Okay, so we have a case like this. If a person says to his worker, here's $10, okay? Lakutli bo yerek hayom. Okay, what does that mean?
Gather from me vegetables today.
Gather from me vegetables today. Okay, so the schar is mutter. I'm sorry, scharo is usher.
But it's like the bow is like.
But if he says lekot li yerek hayom, scharo mutter. Okay, so what's lekot li bow? So Rashi says loshon mecheru, the mashma lekot li shoviyav yerek. So what does that mean? Anybody understand the case? What was between the two cases? But lekot li yerek loshon schirasu, v'lo loshon mecher, ve'ein lo damim sheyitfasu b'kedusha shvius. So anybody understand the two cases? Explain to me the difference between the cases. Yeah. The thing is, the shvius is hefker, right? So nobody owns the shvius. So in the first case, it's like he's telling the guy, "I'm going to pay you." Basically, collect the peros, and then I'll buy them from you. That's basically the deal that he's making. That's the way they're interpreting the deal, right? I'll buy from you $10 worth of perishvius. So that means that he's sending the guy out to collect the peros and sell them to him, right? He's giving him a buying a job opportunity. He's giving him an opportunity to make money. Want to make money? You get shvius, I'll buy them from you. Okay? So that is real mecher. That's real domim of shvius. That $10, when he gives it to him in exchange for the peros, those $10 are really demei shvius, and it's tofes, and shvius is tofes damim. So that money now has the status of shvius. So what does it mean the money has the status of shvius? What does it mean practically speaking? You can only use it in the manner you would have used shvius itself. Okay. You have to buy fruits, whatever it is. Okay, you have to use it like the shvius stuff. If you bought fruits, you have to buy fruits. You can't use it for other things. Okay, so it retains the status of the shvius. But if he tells him, "I'll give you $10 as a day laborer," basically, right? And what is today's labor? Collecting shvius. Right. then the money is mutter. Then the money is mutter. Right, usher doesn't mean usher. It means lishoso, usher lishoso achaz mana bir elimis boyer b'shvius. So the paris of shvius, Rashi, right, that's what it means. You can't keep the paris of shvius past the zman of bir. So this money also, you have to use it up before the zman of bir. But the Gemara is proving, again, that what? That even cases where you have a tfisas domim, even cases where there's a tfisas domim, like shvius, that's only for the money that's really exchanged for the object. But money that you get for working with the object is not tofes damim. The shvius is not tofes damim. So over here too, it's true. Yayin nesach has an identity of avodah zarah, and it has the property of being tofes damim. But tfisas damim is only on the damim that is in place of the chefza, not damim that you get because of the chefza. It has to really be in place of the chefza. Correct? So again, there's no reason for the iser in our Mishnah. Go ahead.
Where am I reading?
So the Gemara concludes it's Kenas. There's no intrinsic way to make this these damim usher. It's not going to be usher midin iser hanah, and it's not going to be usher midin tofes damim. It's a separate iser. It's a separate kenas on chamorin and yayin nesach. Okay, so yayin nesach is the case we just did. Chamorin we didn't get to yet. All right, but that's the Gemara's conclusion, that there's no intrinsic iser on the damim. All right. All right, so the Gemara, Tosus explains the Gemara, step by step, right? He says like this. Tosus is bought like this. It says, Mitocha shita mashma, ki me'ata ha'yodeya, she'yayin nesach, tofes domi, kavos chavim. Tosus is bothered. Didn't the Gemara know right away that yayin nesach has a certain property of being tofes domi? Right, it's mashma does. It's not like it learned this new idea. In the Shakla Vitaria, the Yayin Nesach is Tofes Domim. The Afal Pikein, I wrote to Lidmo, Schar Yayin Nesach Ledemei Orla, Uleschar Shvius. Afal Gav, the Ika be Yayin Nesach Trei Chumri. So the problem was like this. Why is the Gemara initially comparing the Yayin Nesach to the Demei Orla and the Schar Shvius? Right? Even though Yayin Nesach has two chumras, it has Isser HaNoah and Tofes Damav. That's the problem. In other words, Yayin Nesach, we know initially, is more chumra than either one of these two cases. The Gemara has two cases it brings, right? One is Orla, which is Isser HaNoah and not Tofes Damav. And the other is Shvius, which is Tofes Damav but not Isser HaNoah. Right? So why is the Gemara trying to compare Yayin Nesach, which is chomer, which is more chomer than both, to each one? And when it says, well, there's no issa by Orla, so why is Yayin Nesach? There's no issa by Shvius, so why should I? Yeah, but Yayin Nesach is more chomer than either one. Right? So it's not an equal comparison. The Gemara is initially taking bad comparisons. That's what's bothering Tosus.
Well, what could compare?
What's the kasha on finding cases that are less chomer and saying, well, they're not usher, so why should this be usher? Okay. V'hochi parach. So now Tosus is showing you exactly how the Gemara works. My time a scharo usher. Why is the schar usher? Nei de tofes domov kevodas kochavim. I know that Yayin Nesach is Tofes Damim. Mikol Makom Scharo Ein Bo Iser Ela Midrabanan. Ve'eno Choshev Kedemei Yayin Nesach. Umatam Gozru Olav. That's what Tosu is saying. I was saying, the Gemara knows already that the schar is not the same thing as the damim. Right? We know that the avodah zarah is tofes damim. But we're just dealing with a hana that is not, we're dealing with schar. Schar is not damim. Right? So if it's not damim, there's no way it's going to come under the category of tefisas damim. So it's definitely going to be, it's definitely a zigzera. So why were they gozer on it? Did you guys get a chance to work? So according to Tosos, the Gemara is looking for the tam of the gzera. Right? What's the tam of the gzera? So it says like this. Maybe you'll say like this. That since yayin ilay mishum di yayin nesach gufe asur bano min haTorah, right? The yayin nesach itself is asur bano, correct? So they were gozer on the schar because of the guf. Maybe you'll say like this. Maybe you'll say, whenever something is asur begufo, right? There's a gzer mid rabbanon on the schar that comes from it, right? Right, schoro atu gufo. So then it says, no, hare orlo klay karam dasurim ba nomin haTorah v'lo gozru al demen al adomim atu aguf. But you see that klay karam and orlo, they're gufo osur, right? And there's not even a gzera on the domim because of the guf. The ain laach mirkan b'schar yoser mi hosam b'domim. It would be a typical type of gzera. Don't have the schar, so you don't come to have the ayin esach itself. Right? So maybe that's the type of gzera. If we let a person benefit from the ayin esach, he'll come to use the ayin esach itself. Right? Maybe there's a gzera. Maybe whenever anything is asur b'ano, the rabbanan institute a geder to keep away from it. Right? So that's what he's saying. That's what the Gemara is showing you from Arla. That what? That if there were this type of gezera, that when the guf hadavar is asur, the rabbanon make an isur to keep away from it. So then, that would definitely have been an isur on the damim of the isur hana, because the damim of the isur hana are more. There's more of a likelihood of making this kind of a mistake. Of being nene from the guf hadavar, if you can be nene from the dam of the isur hana, correct? Then just the schar. So the Gemara is showing you that this type of gzera is not made. We don't make the rabbanan don't make this kind of gzera. When there's an isur hana, they don't make a gzera that don't use something related to it because you'll come to use it. Because if they did, then it definitely would have been formulated on the damim of Arla. But you see, there's no isra like that on the Dmei Arla because the woman is Mikudeshes. So then it can't be they're going to be gozer on a further, on a more distant relationship than on a closer relationship. Right? Gil?
Yeah. They're going to be gozer on the closer relationship. That, if anything, if it would be comparable, it would be a d'oraisa, no?
No, he's taking a case of, he wants to take a case, he's taking a case of, he's saying the Gemara is moving to a case of damim by Arla. Right? Mm-hmm. Why? Because damim by Arla is not asur midraisa. Right? The damim by Arla is not asur midraisa. It's not tofes damim. Arla is not tofes damim. Right? So why would the damim of Arla be asur? As a gzera. You're not allowed to be nene from Arla. So if we allow you to be a nene from the damim of Arla, maybe you'll come to be a nene from Arla. Right? That would be the format of a gzera. And that doesn't exist. Because the ish is mikudeshes. Correct? So if that type of gzeira doesn't exist, then certainly the gzeira of don't earn money from an Isser Anah because you'll come to be nene from the Isser Anah itself shouldn't exist.
I'm saying that even if that did exist, wouldn't that not matter? Cause it's not,
you understand what the genius of this Tosfos is, he's bothered with why is the Gemara not comparing similar cases. And he's trying to show you how they are. Okay, so what are the similar cases? The case that the Gemara is looking for is, do we say there's a gzeira midrabanan on damim related to an Isser Anah because of the Isser Anah? Right? See, Tosfos already knows. He knows the deraisas. He knows midraisa, there's no... He knows that midraisa, there's no chance for this type of a thing. That he knows. I mean, that we have to think about. But he's saying... We were saying maybe that's a possibility. Well, he's saying no, there's no possibility like that. We know that that's, he knows that that's not true. The only thing Gemara is looking for is the Rabbanans, Gzeros. Do we say that when something is usser, there's a Gzera on money that's related to it because of it? That's what he's saying is the Gemara is asking. And that's why the Gemara brings in Orla. Because the Gemara is proving... From a Kal Vachomer, so if you're going to tell me that this method of Gezerah, this type of Gezerah exists, then it should exist here, right? Orla is a test case. You want to tell me the Rabbanon formulate this type of Gezerah that when there's an Isser in the Guf HaDavar, they say stay away from the money that's associated with it, and that's why the Schar of the Poel is also by Yayin Nesach. But I'll show you a stronger case where the money is actually in exchange for the Isser Anah, and the Rabbanon say it's fine. So it can't be that the Rabbanon have this kind of a gzeira of the damim, of the money, atu gufo. Because if there was such a type of gzeira of money, atu gufo, it would have existed here by Orlin. It doesn't. So it must be they don't make that kind of a gzeira. You understand? That's what he's showing you, that Orla is not being brought in as... Orla is being brought in to disprove the possibility that this type of Xera exists. Right? Okay. Go ahead. So that's Vare Orla. V'lo gozru al adam atu aguf. Okay? V'ein lahachmir kan b'schar yosar mehasam b'damim. Dash the domim shematzinu isuri hano shigam demeim asurim in the Torah k'mo aguf b'osim shtosim demeim afilu hachilo gozru domim atu guf b'osim she'ein tofsim demeim schar she'eino asur v'shum isur hano in the Torah kol shekein shelo nigzer schar atu aguf. So he's saying, because he's showing you even by domim where there is a paradigm of the daraisa of domim, right, by Avodah Zarah, there's a real formulation of an Isser Damim Midoraisa. So even in a case where the Rabbanon have a Ke'ein Doraisa, they're not Gozer by Orla, right? Now, even when there's a Ke'ein Doraisa to be Gozer against, right? Because you have cases where Damim is Asser Midoraisa. So even when there's a Ke'ein Doraisa of Damim, they're not Gozer by Orla. Certainly over here where there's no Kain the rice of Schar is not going to be Gozer, right? Umishani, so what is the Gemara answer? Elahoel v'tofes domov kavodis kochavim. So what's the Gemara now moving to tofes domim for? Klomar, Schar beguf lo michlif. You're right. There's no gzeira that you're going to mix up the money with the guf hadavar. Of a schar bedomim michlef. You understand? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara moves to Avodas Kochavim to say, since Avodas Kochavim has domim that are usher, so maybe they made a gzera on the schar because of the domim, not on the schar because of the guf.
He's talking about the dumb that's the toe
face. That's right. Okay. Maybe. So that's what his move is. That's what he's explaining to the Gemara. The Gemara, first the Gemara explores the possibility that whenever the guf adover is asur, money of it is asur. That we see is not true. So that means, say, we don't mix, a person doesn't mix up what?
A person doesn't mix up actual avodah zara for wages.
A person doesn't, and more universally speaking, a person does not mix up the thing with the money. That's not something people mix up. People don't get mixed up between the guf adavar and money. In the way that if we allow a person to use the money, they're not going to come to use the guf adavar. So that can't be the reason over here. Oh, maybe this is the reason. People don't mix up money with the guf adavar, but maybe they mix up schar with damim. You understand? Maybe they mix up wages, money, it's a type of money, with the money of the thing itself. Damim, because they're both monetary things. Maybe the reason why there goes there on the schar is not because of the guf, but because Avodah Zarah also has an issur that's chal in money. And now, money and money is a little more confusing. You understand? Tosus is learning that in the Daraisas, the schar, the Gemara never had a havamina to say either one of the things that we mentioned earlier. Never had a havamina to say that any issur anah is going to automatically generate isurim from it, right? Isurim from it. And that there's no havamina that schar is equal to damim. The Gemara's only question is exploring what types of gezeros the Rabbanan make on Isuri Hanah. Do they make an Isser? Do they make an Isser of a schar because of the guf? No. And do they make an Isser of schar because of damim? Right. But your question is, how is he so sure that none of these could be havamis in fact? But anyway, further in the Tosus, that's his right. Saying Shvius is Tofei's Domim, and you see the Schar is Mutter. Right? So you see, it's Mutter, it's Mashmur Lagamri. Right? Velogazrinan Schar Shvius, Atu Deme Shvius. Right? So that's the Gemara's proof that here's another case where something is Tofei's Domim. Here's another case where there's an Isser that's Chal in money. And yet, they're not gozer money after money. So you see two things. Not gozer money atu guf, and they're not even gozer the schar atu damim. Okay. Alright, what about his initial question? That maybe yai nesach is different because it's so chomer. Right? V'ein loma deshani yai nesach is be tre chomri. Isra na vitof is damim. Delo michlif v'schar b'damim b'trei chumri yosem b'chumra achas. It's very interesting to us. He's saying, if the logic is that we're not, people don't mix up, what? People don't mix up schar with damim, then it doesn't matter how chumra the isser is. It's an interesting to us. Right? Now he's saying, the Rabbanon, either people mix up schar with damim, or they don't mix up schar with damim. If they mix up schar with damim, then on any issur d'oraisa they would have been gozer. Doesn't make sense to say people don't mix up schar with damim, but because yai nesach is so chomer, we're going to be gozer. Gozer on what? There has to be a thing to be gozer on. There has to be a chshash to be gozer on. So we'll show you from Shvius that the Rabbanan don't consider this something that people mix up. So then all the chumras in the world are not going to change the fact that there's nothing to be gozer on. Right? So that's how the Gemara had to conclude that it's a separate din of kenas. It's a separate din of kenas. And what do you see, according to Tosos? It's an interesting thing. That we'll see. We'll get a little further. We'll get to later on. But by gezera, the chumra doesn't play a role, because either there's something to be gozer on, or there's something not. Or there's not something to be gozer on. But by kenas, then it could depend. Sometimes kenas could be dependent on the chumra of the iser. Gezera, he says, is not dependent on the chumra iser, but kenas is.